all madness. It wasn't going away.
I pulled these two off each other. Coach Carr, step away from the underage girl. Let me help you down there. Whoa! Hell no! I did not leave the south side for this!
Oh, crap! My hair!
Oh, junior girls report to the gymnasium immediately! Immediately!
Have you ever walked up to people and realized they were just talking about you? Have you ever had it happen 60 times in a row? I have.
Never in my 14 years as an educator have I seen such behavior. And from young ladies. I got parents calling me on the phone asking, did someone get shot? I ought to cancel your spring fling.
No.
I'm not going to do that because we've already paid the DJ. But don't think that I'm not taking this book seriously.
Coach
Carr is fled school property. Miss Norberry's been accused of selling drugs. Now, what the young ladies in this grade need is an attitude makeover. And you're going to get it right now. I don't care how long it takes. I will keep you here all night.
We can't keep them past 4.
I will keep you here until 4. Now, what we're going to try to do is fix the way you young ladies relate to each other. Okay? Lady to lady. So who has a lady problem that they like to talk about? Yes.
Somebody wrote in that book that I'm lying about being a virgin because I use super jumbo tampons, but I can't help it if I've got a heavy flow and a wide-set vagina.
Yeah, I can't do this. Miss Norberry, you're a successful, intelligent, caring, graceful woman.
I am.
There has to be something that you can say to these young ladies. Something to help them with their self-esteem.
It's not a self-esteem problem. I think they're all pretty pleased with themselves. Okay. Okay. Everybody close your eyes. Right. I want you to raise your hand if you have ever had a girl say something bad about you behind your back. Open your eyes. Now, close your eyes again, and this time, I want you to raise your hand if you have ever said anything about a friend behind her back.
人人听力望.
Open them. It's been some girl-on-girl crime here. Okay, so what we could do today is a couple exercises to help you express your anger in a healthy way. Start over here.
Miss Norbury had us confront each other directly about the things that were bothering us. And it seemed like every clique had its own problems.
You've been acting really stuck up ever since you switched to short fielder, and Don agrees with me.
Don?
Don't drag me into this. I'm pitching tomorrow.
Okay. Good. Can I just say that we don't have a clique problem at this school? And some of us shouldn't have to take this workshop because some of us are just victims in the situation?
That's probably true. How many of you have ever felt personally victimized by Regina George? Good. Okay, who's next? Who's next? Katie. Do you have anything you want to own up to?
Yes.
No.
You never made up a rumor about anybody?
Just that you sell drugs.
No.
Nothing you want to apologize for?
I couldn't apologize to Miss Norbury without getting blamed for the whole burn book. No.